I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson with Chico Now. I am your Monday host on 104.5 FM, 930 AM, and KKXX.net. My name is Jessica Wilkerson, and I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, and I work over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can find more about me and my colleagues at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. So today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about prioritizing. Again, it's our third week in a row, but each time prioritizing kind of takes another little turn. So many topics. There are so many subtopics you can talk about. So sometimes I'll get on one and I'll end an episode thinking, oh, there's so many more things I wanted to say. I need more than 30 minutes. Maybe if we cut commercials. No, just kidding. Those are necessary. So today I wanted to talk about priorities. Right now, one of the priorities in my life is my 18-year-old is graduating high school, and he's been accepted to Cal Maritime down in Vallejo. I'm really excited, and we're having a big graduation party that is going to be really interesting. I've never hosted something this large in our new home, and our new home has a very small backyard. We opted for larger footprint in the house and smaller footprint in the back, whereas our old place had a large backyard, but we didn't host a lot of things. So it was a smaller house with a large backyard, and we thought, well, this house is nice and big and we could have more people over, but with the weather being so nice, we're going to try to make it indoors, outdoors. And I'm feeling a little apprehensive, a little bit nervous, because my son has a lot of friends from high school who are going to be popping by, along with all of our friends and family from the Chico area and all over Northern California. And I'm super excited as well. So that's what's on my mind. So my mind is prioritizing. Oh, and the in-laws are staying with us for 2 weeks, which they're great people. And then my brother is coming up from Texas for a week. So it's going to be a lot of house guests in addition to throwing this party and working full time and having a toddler. So I am really going to have to be creating some list of priority lists, and then sticking to it, won't I? All right, so we're talking about prioritizing relationships. And the thing that really got me going on this was I wanted the world to know about this website called relationshipsfirst.org. I think it's very important, and it's very empowering and impactful that that people know about relationshipsfirst.org. There's a quote that they have in one of their flyers, and it says, "We are born in relationship, we grow in relationship, we are wounded in relationship, and we are healed in relationship." One thing as a marriage and family therapist registered intern that I have found that a lot of people will marry someone who seems like they're the exact opposite of their parents, and they're the exact opposite of all of the negative things that they're trying to avoid. And yet, deep down, there's some very deep similarities. And they marry this person because, you know, they fall in love with them. They marry them because they fell in love with them. But they allowed themselves to be open to falling in love with this person because they were so different from what they were trying to run away from, the injuries. Oh, my parent had been very condoning of my behavior, or not condoning, condemning of my behavior, or my parent was very self-centered, or my parent was a helicopter parent, or my parent was this or that, or my aunt or my uncle or my grandparents, or whatever it is, whatever relationship it is that behaved in a way that you really didn't like or respect or hurt you. You find a partner who you think this person is completely opposite of them and they will never be able to hurt me in that way. But then they hurt you in that way and by a different means. And the reason is because we're trying to heal those wounds through the next deep love relationship. Our first love relationship was with our parents. When we were tiny little infants, we loved them. They were our parent. That was our caregiver. That was our safety. We literally thought that we were the same thing. Like the mom and the infant believes they are the same entity. And then they believe that they're an extension of the entity. It takes a while before they realize that they're their own being. And so when your parent is so hurt, or they hurt you through their pain, it's really deep. And the next relationship in which you love someone to that depth is usually a marriage relationship or a romantic relationship. Any other relationships, I mean, besides your own child, but you don't love them with the depth and the intensity that you might have loved a parent. And so you get into another relationship with someone in order to heal that wounding. And so that quote, we are born in relationship, we grow in relationship, we are wounded in relationship, and we are healed in relationship. Oh, that quote was by Harville Hendricks, the creator of Imago Therapy, and he wrote all the different books, How to Get the Love You Want, or How to Heal the Love That Hurts, How to Get the Love You Want. Anyways, when we come back, we'll talk more about how you can prioritize relationships with these thoughts.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, and we are here talking about relationships and prioritizing and healing some of those relationship woundings. And I just want to remind you that anything we talk about on the radio show is not a substitute for therapy. If you're triggered, I want you to seek somebody out. I'm here in Chico, and you can find me at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. There's also a ton of other people all over Northern California and beyond who are qualified and educated in helping you work through some of these issues on your own. So a 30-minute show can't give you all the answers. We can just give you some tips and some insight to help you start doing your own thinking. And then if you need to go deeper, I encourage you to find somebody in your area that you're comfortable with going further and who's qualified. Those would be marriage and family therapists, social workers, and clinical psychologists. Okay, so we were just talking about how we often get into love relationships in order to heal the wounding that we received from our childhood relationships. And I want to point that out, that these wounds happened in childhood relationship being the key word there. And now we're seeking to heal them within the confines of another relationship, because we are creatures who are created to live in relationship. But in today's society, we really value being individuals. And I think that's important. I am a strong and independent woman. I say that with a little bit of flair, because I am. I have had to be. I haven't had any choices in the matter. But regardless, I am a strong and independent woman. But I also really value my marriage and the partnership I have with my husband. And I really value the quirky, funny relationship I have with my teenage son, where he also can be so contemplative and philosophical. It's just so wonderful. And you know, there are probably some wounds that were healed from that, from being a really good mom to my son and really prioritizing him, probably healed a lot of wounding from my own mother, having her own relationship injuries, that she was afraid of rejection, even by her own children. And that is sad. That's sad that that would be the case for her, that she has to live. Yeah, I was a little girl and that was hard on me too. But I had little friends and their friends had moms and I got loved on. But my own mother had to live outside of relationship because relationships were too scary for her. And so, you know, maybe that was my way of healing that wound, was being a really good mom and trying my hardest to be a good wife and doing my best in those regards and really valuing those relationships. And I do feel really healed from all of that. But that's the point that I'm trying to make, is that we are healed in relationship. And so today, in today's society, we really value being individuals. I don't need anybody. I don't need you. I don't need help. I don't need. And yet we have those attitudes. And then we have 500 friends on Facebook. And before that, it was MySpace. And we've got Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. And I don't even know all of them. I have a couple and I can barely keep up with them because my priorities are not social media. But the point that I'm trying to make is we're still seeking out relationship. We might be valuing independence, but we're still seeking relationship. We're just seeking it in a non-traditional sense because we're living in a non-traditional age, right? But it's still important, and we're still trying to heal those wounds, and we're still trying to identify and create an identity for ourselves within the structure of relationship. And so when we talk about priorities, and we talk about relationships, and we talk about families, I want you to think about, on your list of priorities, where is all of that? Where does all of that lie? I think a lot of times people get so busy trying to fill everybody else's priorities that they forget that they are entitled to their own list of priorities. And they're entitled to honoring their priorities while keeping a good balance of being altruistic and being able to balance, you know, moving around your priorities if something important comes up. Being able to do that, that's essential. Okay, so we're in a commercial break. Hopefully I've given you a little bit to think about the relationships that you're in, what wounding you might be trying to heal, and how you prioritize them in your day and in your life. We'll be back.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, and this is our last segment of the show. If you missed earlier parts of this episode and you want to go back and listen to that, or you just love it so much you want to listen to it twice, which I'm fine with, you can hear us on 104.5 FM or 930 AM here in the Chico area and surrounding. We come in pretty clear in Williams and Yuba City. We're kind of spotty once you're getting up to Red Bluff, but it technically is part of our listening. So if you have a really great antenna, you could hear us in Red Bluff. My show airs at 12:30, 5 o'clock, and 9 o'clock every Monday. And we have a different host every day of the week, so it will be a similar show with a different host each day. So I wanted to finish up talking about relationships and priorities, because often we think that we're prioritizing in a way that's healthy, or we haven't thought about it in a while. We've just been kind of living. We've just been existing, waiting till the weekend comes, just getting through this week and not thriving in it. But what if we could thrive every single day? What if every single day was a pretty good day? I was telling my son a story the other day because he says he doesn't remember a whole lot from before age 10. And we have some really fun memories. So I've made it my mission until he goes to college to remind him of the fun memories he said he forgot. And so I was telling him about this Christmas when he was in second grade. I think it was second grade. And I was going to take him to the snow. And so it was like Christmas Eve, I think, or the day before Christmas Eve. And I went to, because my tire looked low, I went to the full service gas station, had them put air in it, and they said there's a leak and I shouldn't drive to the snow. And so I said, okay, well, I kind of panicked as a single mom. What was I going to do? I just spent all this money on Christmas. I don't have money for a tire. And then I said, okay, well, we're just going to go do a picnic down by the river. The weather is kind of funky and it'll be nice. We'll sit on a picnic table. We get down there. It's not far from the gas station, which wasn't far from our home. And it started to rain, not sprinkle, majorly rain. So then we drove home and I just made a picnic on our living room floor. And I put on, our favorite show was Master of Disguise back then with Dana Carvey. It's just really funny. It's still really funny. And we had our picnic on the floor and I said, you know how, Bubba, how I'm kind of smiling and laughing about this story? And he said, yeah. And I go, well, because I had a really good attitude while I was living it. You were my priority. My relationship with you was the priority that day, not putting out the fires, not stressing out about the tire. You were my priority. And my priority was giving you a Christmas memory that wasn't horrible. So I had a good attitude. And then we go down to, and it starts raining and we're caught in the rain. And so we go back to the house and we make a picnic on the floor and watch a comedy. And because I kept my focus on my relationship with you instead of my hardship, that day I felt like we had, you know, not the day I planned, but it was still a pretty good day. And now you were 7, you're 18, 11 years later, I remember that memory as a good day because I didn't allow myself to get especially stressed out about it because my priority was having a good day with my little dude. And so what is your priority? Is your priority, I'm going to have a lifetime of memories that are positive, or I'm going to have a lifetime of memories of prioritizing my family or my kids or a couple of good close friends? Maybe you don't need to prioritize your entire friend circle, but maintaining a couple of really good close friendships that are important to you so that when things happen in your life, they're there for you. And when other people need you, you're there for them. Because I truly believe that that fills us up. Being able to reciprocate helping each other is really fulfilling in feeling needed and wanted and just this desire that the Lord has put in our hearts to have a good and happy life was to be useful of some sort. Is it to our children? Is it to a couple people we care about? I do believe so. If we choose not to have children or the Lord took away that ability for us, are we being useful to our significant other, to our nieces and nephews, to do we have a couple people down the road, like a little old lady, or your career? You can embroil yourself in your career as long as you create that usefulness where you feel like you're making a difference. It's called generativity, where you're generating something positive. But that priority list, when we have that kind of in check, we're able to use it as a barometer. Is this something that's truly a priority? Oh, I'm really trying to get ahead at work. I'm really trying to get a name for myself. Okay, that is a priority. Do you have any other priorities? Well, I want to make sure that I keep in contact with my parents, but I just can't. Okay, so then maybe it's not actually a priority. Keeping in contact with your parents might not be a priority. Oh, but it is. Okay, then you have to actually work through it and make it the priority. Otherwise, you're just saying it's the priority, and you're always feeling like you're letting yourself down or you're letting them down. So either be honest and say, that's not my priority right now, and I hope to be in a place where it is later, or follow it through.